It is a Monday, and we're all back from our busy weekends. Dare I say, I think we're on third summer now. You know,
yeah, well, I'll take it.
Lacrosse is going to be 80s all week, like the mid 80s.
No, even the Chippewa Valley is really up there. So, so we enjoyed our third summer weekend. Dean and I did something super fun. We went down to Olson's Ice Cream in Eau Claire. They had a whole like coffee tasting experience there, and we tried. Oh, I'm trying to like envision it now. We must have tried 9 to 12 different coffees.
Really?
They had them all there, lined up from like lightest to darkest, most bold.
What was your favorite?
We tried them all. My favorite was it was something. It was Blue Heeler.
Hmm.
The Blue Heeler was by far our favorite. We enjoyed it immensely.
So is that light, it was medium, or heavy?
It was a Sumatran mix, actually, and it was a mix of light roast and dark roast together. So you got both of the elements of those, and they complemented quite nicely. So we really enjoyed that, and there was a coffee specialist there that we got to visit with and enjoy learning about these different coffee, you know, products and how they're made, like what makes the Sumatran beans different. And yeah, it was very cool. Not just where they're grown, but how they're handled. So it was super fun.
I had like the busiest weekend I think I've had since we got back from Liberia. Walk for Life Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We put pictures, WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. Then that was great. Great turnout. Wonderful weather. International Fall Festival. We caught the Parade of Nations, including the 400-member UW Eau Claire Marching Band, broken into two segments, right? So many people. I saw Caleb and just a packed house for the 5:13 free farewell concert Saturday night. That was outstanding, huh, Caleb?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we had to help set up more folding chairs because was not enough room for everybody.
Wow. It was just a packed house, as I imagined it would be. You know, I mean, just it was a wonderful wrap-up to 12 great years. And then not only church, the Packer game, and a surprise 50th birthday party for a friend yesterday. So it was a packed weekend.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
wonderful.
And we pulled off the surprise, and she was very surprised. Tyra, happy birthday.
Very good.
So, again, as Mark recapped, just a great, great Saturday evening with 5:13 free. Just a wonderful, honestly, I think my favorite part of the night, too. And I know it's been sung so many times, but Rich Mullen's Awesome God, just singing that corporately, too, just joining together in worship, too, was just a wonderful,
that
wonderful
was really
time.
Great.
And just so well done, Jesse, but everybody behind the scenes as well, too. Just a beautifully done event.
It could have been bad, though. I was with you behind the stage as we were working, and we're trying to find where do we break through the curtain. And I almost, Johnny was singing, I almost fell into the cymbals. That would have been nasty.
But I'm
so memorable, though.
I avoided it.
we had that together. And, of course, yesterday church and the Packers game was great. Going back to Saturday morning, though, I wasn't able to make Walk for Life because it was a soccer morning.
Oh,
and
yay.
My wife had volunteered me to help coach. So
yes.
Not because our coach needed help coaching, so to speak, but corralling kids on the sidelines, helping them get, you know, the little goalie jersey on, just things like that. So I was just kind of an assistant. And she told the coach, she's like, he doesn't know anything about soccer. True. He doesn't know anything about soccer, but he'll help you. And so I go over to the coach, and he's like, so you have a good understanding of soccer, right? And I was like, yeah.
No.
I can.
Funny.
You know, here's the thing. I can just tell kids, hey, don't spread out. Spread out.
That is, I coached soccer at the youth level with my kids.
Yeah, because
that's the
everyone has the tendency
years.
To stick yes. together in packs and run yes. after the ball.
Oh,
you see
funny.
The ball, and then a pack of kids running after it. So I can say spread out. I learned, I think, all the kids' names on the fly. So that
good
was
job.
Good. So I give high fives and encouragement. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It was actually, I told him, because I grumbled a little bit when my wife said that she'd volunteered me. But afterward, I did have to admit, I said, I actually really had a good time.
Yeah.
That's not
I really like interacting with kids.
That's not being volunteered. That's being voluntold.
Yes.
That's what we call that in our house. You've been voluntold. Getting fired is never a fun thing. Just gonna throw that out there. If you've ever been fired, it's a painful process. Well, in New Zealand, legally, employers are required to allow workers the option of bringing a support person to serious disciplinary meetings.
In New Zealand.
That's nice.
I would bring
support.
I would bring a hobbit.
Because New Zealand.
Or Gimli.
I would bring my wife.
There you go. So, yeah, I think I'd probably bring my husband, you know, or, you know, if I worked someplace where there was someone in my office, like a supervisor that I knew was on my side, you know, someone that. Well, a guy by the name of Josh Thompson received an ominous email from his boss after he had lost a significant client and they had started some layoffs. So he gets this email. Bad news. We're having a meeting to discuss your role. It's never good.
Mm-hmm.
So he was faced with finding an appropriate support person for this potentially tense meeting. And he thought, I thought it best to bring in a professional. So I paid $200 and hired a clown. He hired a clown!
I mean, people bring like the mini horses on flights now. Clown seems more appropriate.
Now you got to think, I don't know that he was really had any serious at that point to try to keep the job.
Yeah,
because
no,
I think his bosses looked at that. Oh, brother. No.
As they
and say
they've
over
already
there,
started
hosed,
the layoff, so the writing's on the wall. So the clown who he refers to as Joe crafted balloon animals throughout the meeting, including a poodle. Classic.
Nice.
Classic.
Then you don't even need to bring the emotional support animals because the clown can make them out of balloons.
Right. The antics were a bit squeaky, so the guy's bosses had to request he quiet down several times. The clown mimed.
Joe, can you turn your clown down?
He mimed crying when the termination paperwork was handed over to Josh. Josh was quoted as saying, I mean, I did get fired, but apart from that, it was all smooth running.
When you first read this to us off the air, I thought you were going to say he brought a dog or something.
Yeah.
Which I guess service animals are pretty common, so it was somewhat surprising.
The only downside is that he just lost his job and has to pay the $200 for the clown. But is it worth it?
It says he wasn't out of work long because another ad agency hired him to start this week.
Aren't clowns supposed to have names like Bozo, not Joe?
Joe? I don't know.
Joe the clown?
Joe, I don't know. Hey, Joe,
maybe
what do you know?
That's why he was only $200.
I grew up in the era of Bozo the clown.
I remember Bozo. He was based out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron Rodgers said Bozo at one point last year on a call. That's just a random piece of
shit. Yeah,
sports. Yeah, so good for him. I guess, you know, Kevin Schwartz is on the hook if I ever need someone to come and sit by me during an emotional meeting, and he can make all kinds of balloon animals.
I feel like
and
he
stuff.
Could help you keep your job because of the balloon creations he can
He's
make.
Pretty
so.
Spectacular. Well, you're going to want to look to the skies this weekend because an asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is on course for a close encounter with Earth.
If this were a movie, an asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty would hit the Statue of Liberty if it's one of those destruction movies.
No, it's all good. It's going to zip past us at a safe distance of a few million miles away. So nothing to fear there. The space rock was only discovered about a week and a half ago. But following on the heels of that, I found this other story where a boulder came out of nowhere and landed on a Virginia highway, leading to confusion because the timing of it followed widespread reports of a fireball streaking across the East Coast late on Thursday. So the American Meteor Society, didn't know that was a thing, received nearly 40 reports from people saying they saw a fireball over the Carolinas and Virginia. And then a short time later, this boulder mysteriously appears on a Richmond, Virginia highway. And people just assumed it was a meteor.
See, I'd be looking for Indiana Jones running in front of it.
Was not a meteor. It was just a boulder. It fell off a mountainside. You got to just relax, people.
But no car was hit.
No car was hit.
So that's
just
amazing.
This thing, like, appeared.
You know, we get these asteroid stories pretty regularly. And you do wonder sometime, I mean, will one actually hit us? And if so,
what will the impact actually be?
How much is it? 70% of the planet is water. So, but still.
Yeah.
God forbid, right?
A lot of big bad things out
Hopefully
there.
Hopefully it hits where the ocean is deepest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, no, it's very interesting. Yeah, meteors are cool. Asteroids are cool. And, you know,
are you going to join this AMS, the Meteorological Society?
The Meteor Society? No. But my kids have chunks of meteor. I bought them chunks of famous meteors when I was in D.C. last March. That was their souvenir from the Smithsonian Air and Space
Museum.
That's
what some enterprising individual should have done with that one on the highway.
Start
hacking
right?
up
and start
right.
shipping
this is probably a meteor.
Hey, the meteor of
10 bucks an ounce.
Yeah.
There you go.
2019. Yeah. Fake news meteor. Technology and kids and teenagers is a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge in our household. It's a challenge in a lot of households that I've talked to as well. Well, American families, here's a new report, exchange an average of, get this, 10,384 messages a year, leading to modern American families being more connected than ever. And it's just in a different way.
Sure.
So I found this very, very interesting. Over 10,000 messages a year exchanged in families. Of these messages, parents will text their child, "Where are you?" an average of 989 times.
A year.
Apparently.
It's about three times a day.
Where are you? Where are you? The followed up surpassed, I should say, by "When will you be home?" That's an average of 1,800 times.
Wow.
Okay, that's a lot. But my personal favorite, being texted 1,186 times on average a year, "I love you."
Oh.
So, see, the "I love yous" outweigh the "where are yous" and the "when will you be home."
See, I think you do this like rapid fire in a burst. Yeah. Where are you? When will you be home? I love you.
I love you, yeah. It says that individual text messages were the most popular form of communication and came to about 28 daily messages for the average family. Which, when you think about it, like between my husband and kids, my husband and I, myself and the kids, you know, yeah.
I remember my
totally
first phone, my little Nokia phone, when I actually, you know, you had to count text messages. Everybody had to count how many texts they sent because they'd charge you like a dime each way or a nickel each way.
Yeah.
And then I got this phone where it was unlimited text. So you had to count the minutes, but you could just text. So then it was, "Hey, just text me.
Caleb,
don't call me, just text."
When I was young, we had long distance that charged you 10 cents a minute to call long distance.
I do remember calling cards.
I remember those because those were like 4 cents a minute then.
Yeah,
so,
it's cheaper that
way. So you had to keep track of that. And then when they came up with like unlimited long distance, oh my goodness.
It used to be a huge thing with Sprint or whatever. It's like unlimited calling after 7 o'clock.
Also, for those parents out there that are struggling with technology, 56% of parents of children age 13 plus require them to allow them access to monitor their accounts. Stick with it, folks. 56%, according to my daughter, it's far lower than that. And I'm like the only parent that makes that happen. But no, 56% of us must
monitor.
Come
on, parents. As Mad-Eye Moody would say, constant vigilance.
Yeah.
Stay on top of them. Be involved, be engaged as a parent.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.